Dear Representative Pullen, P-U-L-L-E-N, there's two addresses here. I think the legislature in Illinois is in session, so it probably goes to Springfield. But, dear Representative Pullen, I've received your letter of August 24th and appreciate very much your giving me the chance to comment on the situation. Let me first, however, thank you very much for all the help that you've given me on the campaign and for your support since 1964. I understand your concern about the court appointment, but please, I ask you to believe that I feel as deeply as you do about the issue of abortion. I have not weakened in my belief that interrupting a pregnancy means the taking of a human life. Indeed, the recent hearings in the Congress to establish, if possible, when life actually begins, did nothing but strengthen my conviction regarding this taking of a human life. If experts of every persuasion were unable in those lengthy hearings to determine just when life began, then it seems to me they strengthened our case. If there is that much question, then simple humanity suggests that we opt for life until someone can definitely prove that life does not exist. If there has been a mistake made in this appointment, then the mistake would be mine. I think perhaps you have a wrong impression of the people surrounding me. I am convinced that the cabinet we have put together, the senior staff members, etc., are of a caliber we haven't seen in government for some time. Almost without exception, they made unbelievable sacrifices in order to serve. I gave a great deal of study before appointing Judge O'Connor. I am confident I made the right decision. As I said before, if I should be proven wrong, then the mistake is mine. Feeling as strongly as I do on the issue of abortion, does it seem likely that I would have been careless about this appointment? I appreciate very much your saying that in spite of this, you would continue to support me. I hope you will have no reason to regret this. Again, thanks. Best regards. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Mr. Edward Mills. Dear Ed, just a belated line, now that I'm back from the ranch, to answer your fine letter. Thanks very much for your kind words. And thank you for your suggestion about that extra line on the income tax form. I'm going to take that up with Secretary of the Treasury at our next cabinet meeting. Nancy sends her love, and so do I, to you and Grace. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Colonel Barney Oldfield. Dear Barney, thanks very much for your letter. I am aware of the situation you described. We saw him briefly at the darts when we were in Los Angeles. I should have talked longer with him, but didn't know he was leaving early. And when I looked for him, again, he was gone. I am going to look into that matter you suggested immediately. Thanks for all the information. Best regards, Ron. This one goes to Joey, J-O-E-Y, Adams. Dear Joey, how good it was to hear from you and to get your very kind words from Australia. I know you've been a good goodwill ambassador, and I appreciate very much the spin-off I'm enjoying from that. Nancy and I visited the land down under a few years ago and still remember it with great pleasure. Nancy sends her love to Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, as do I, and again to you, my very warmest thanks. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to John Otis, O-T-I-S, Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y, and while there are a couple of addresses on the file, send it to Cora, Wyoming. Dear Otis and Teddy, how wonderful it was to get your letter, and Nancy and I both thank you so much for your prayers and for your generous words. We've just come back from having about 20 days at our ranch. I don't mind admitting I'm having a little trouble getting back into the Washington routine. We rode every morning, and every afternoon there were a million things to be done. We had a freak storm in the spring that dumped 8 inches of wet snow on the ranch. And I think there must be 10,000 oak limbs and trees that were downed by that heavy snow. Most of our afternoons were spent with chainsaws, jeep, and trailer, cutting off the little limbs, saving the logs for firewood, although we couldn't use all that firewood in the next 20 years. We brush piled the other and are waiting for the rainy season to burn it. We never had to say, what will we do? We knew those fallen limbs were waiting for us just any time. Nevertheless, it was fun, and I enjoyed every scratch and bruise and maybe our paths will cross. Certainly, the two of us hope so. We'll be looking for the new book. Nancy sends her love to you both, and so do I. And again, thank you. Sincerely, Ron. This one to Mr. Freeman Gosden, G-O-S-D-E-N. Dear Freeman, it was nice to see you both at Justin's dinner. But now the vacation's over and we're back settling in again in our public housing. You said you were going to send some of those little flashlights, and you did. I was just thinking about lighting my way to the bathroom. You've sent enough to light up Pennsylvania Avenue. Well, anyway, we're both deeply grateful. Nancy sends her love to you and Jane, and so do I. And again, a heartfelt thanks. Best regards, Ron. This one to Joseph S. Kimmel, Jr. Dear Joe, J-O-E. Just a quick but belated line to thank you for your letter of July 30th. We've been away for quite a spell, riding horses and sawing wood up at the ranch. Now we're back in Washington and getting into the routine again. Thank you for your kind words. We agree about the PATCO strike. Although I'm sorry so many people were misled by their leaders and went out as they did. I hope from this will come not only at the national level, but in state and local governments, the realization that public employees must not be allowed to strike. Thanks again for your good letter and good wishes. Best regards, Ronald Reagan. This one to William Buckley. We have his address there, I think, in the first name file. Dear Bill, just a quick line to acknowledge your good letter. And even though you said don't answer, I have to, in view of the circumstances. I can't get out to find a get well card, but I've heard about your accident and just want you to know you have my deepest sympathy, and please be careful. Who would I send those 15 divisions to if anything happens to you? I know Nancy has phoned Pat and given her all the news, so I'll just let it go at this and again say deepest sympathy and please take care. Sincerely, Ron. This one goes to Tony Lama, L-A-M-A. Dear Mr. Lama, I write, first of all, with regard to your very handsome gifts to me, to tell you I now have two pair completely stretched and wear them around the White House to break them in further. And I'm going to work on the third pair. Now, as to your invitation for the October 22nd event, I don't have such good news. I have returned and have the schedule for the coming months in hand, and find that on that date, I will be on the West Coast with a very full schedule. Please believe I regret this very much. Again, my heartfelt thanks for my boots and all the very best to you in the opening. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan. This one goes to Thomas M. O'Brien. Dear Tom, just a quick line now that I'm back at my desk to answer your good letters, which I found awaiting me. First of all, you have the Q number on the envelope wrong. It is supposed to be up in the left-hand corner, 16691. Now, as to the film, I have checked. I have no memory of ever receiving any film, and I can't find any record of it arriving here at all. Maybe this is one we chalk up to the post office. I'll keep on digging, however. So far, I've come up empty. The war really begins now. We got the tax and budget bills passed, but now we've got about another $70 billion to go in the 83-84 budgets. And I think these battles will be even harder. But as you say, the message the people have to get is, we're trying to cure a sickness we didn't cause. Thanks again for everything. Best regards, Ron. This one goes to Mr. Andrew Delameter, D-E-L-A-M-A-T-E-R. Helene, you were going to check and see whether the name is that way or whether it's Latin in the three words, capital D-E, capital L-A, capital M-A-T-E-R. Dear Mr. Delameter, I'm back in Washington, getting into the routine again, but remembering and thinking about the Santa Ynez, and particularly that wonderful day at your ranch. I want to thank you again for your great generosity and the help that you have been with my problem. I've been thinking long and hard about the situation with that beautiful stallion, and would like to try out an idea and hear your response. If after friends you might know who would want to breed to him have done so, and while the winter is still on, when it is safe, if he were gelded, G-E-L-D-E-D, would he then be compatible with our other riding horses? Riding him, I realized even more how much my present mount has aged. The thoroughbred little man. Little man is capitalized, that's the name of the horse. He'll have to be replaced. And certainly, that beautiful animal you're so generously keeping for me would be a great replacement. I would appreciate appreciate very much your thinking on this proposal. Letters to me here at the White House will reach me directly if in the upper left-hand corner of the envelope you put the number 16691. Please give my warm regards to your lovely family, to Dick, to all the others who were so kind on my recent visit. And again, my heartfelt thanks to you. Sincerely, Ronald Reagan.